And what are some beings that have to be shelled?
Yeah, you can let the yellow wax get old enough, you can shell them, and you can shell peas. And you can shell them pinto beans to get old enough.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
We call that a sag.
And what do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked with and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground?
A ground mole.
Okay, and what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
That's a flame polecat.
And what do you call a little creature about so big, I guess about that big, that hops along the ground, and some live on land and some live on water?
We call them topra.
Okay, do you have a different name for those that live in land?
Yeah, them's toad frogs on the land, and them's bullfrogs that's in the water.
Okay. And what do you call the smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
That's rain frog.
Okay. And what do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Okay. Eel worms.
Okay. And what do you call large worms used for bait?
Merciful God. Some folks use shrimp, and some use Katarga worms and bigger eel worms.
Oh, okay.
Name of eel worm. Earthworm.
You're not going to say. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Ooh, that's a lightning bug.
Okay. And what do you call an insect with a long, thin wings that flies over ponds or lakes?
Pond gang.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Did you understand that question? Did you understand the question?
If you don't have a name for it, that's all right.
Name it one more time.
Okay. An insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting.
Oh, that's a dirt daub. That's exactly what that is.
Okay, fine. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
And if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what his father?
Oh, he's just like his father.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you would say that the boy,
his ways is just like his dad.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Well, for me, I call him who he is, but some folks will say a city dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Probably they'd say he's from the country and stupid, but they wouldn't mean it.
Okay. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, if they're brown, some folks will say, well, he's been in the sun a lot, so he's dark skinned, if it's a white person.
No, this is talking about the other race.
Oh.
Okay. His skin is black, I guess.
Well, they call them negroes.
Okay.
And some call them colored folks.
What do you say?
Well, if they're old timey, I call them by the name Aunt or Uncle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And suppose you were angry with a colored person and thought he was very trifling and no good, how might you refer to him?
Well, I ain't never been in that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had no trouble with one in my life.